This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This podcast is brought to you by Homu Casino Resort, the player's place.
As I mentioned a little bit earlier, the Padres got zero help yesterday. But fortunately, they're in a position where they don't need help. Care of business, and the Padres took care of business last night with a 5-1 win over the San Francisco Giants. But what's the rest of baseball? Well, everybody that is contending for the playoffs in the National League got the win yesterday, including, of course, the L.A. Dodgers, who bounced back from their loss to the Colorado Rockies on Monday with an 11-4 win at Coors Field. Shohei Ohtani hit his 44th home run. So, Padres remain two games back in the National League West race as they get ready for the big series at Petco Park this weekend. Elsewhere in the wild card race, the Chicago Cubs, a bit of a surprise here, swept a doubleheader from the Milwaukee Brewers. For the Milwaukee Brewers, they've been playing so well that those two losses match their total number of losses since July 27th, all in one day, as they lost 6-4 and 4-1. Now, they're way ahead for the first seed. So at this point, if you're a Padres fan and the Brewers are playing anybody else in the National League playoff chase, you just might as well cheer for the Brewers and let them pull away as far as possible. So the Cubs actually picked up a half game on the Padres and moved two games ahead for the first wild card spot in the National League by sweeping that doubleheader. I think they still have two more against the Brewers. This is a five-game series to make up for an earlier rainout earlier in the season. So Cubs won twice. The Phillies won. They beat the Mariners 6-4. So they remain in the two seed right now in the National League playoffs. Ultimately, if you catch the Dodgers, you also want to catch the Phillies and try to get that bye in the first round of the playoffs. The Mets beat the Nationals 8-1. Juan Soto hit his 31st home run. And the Reds beat the Angels 6-4 with a two-run ninth inning snapping a 4-4 tie, which means the Padres remain 2.5 games up on the Mets, who have the third wild card spot right now, and 3.5 games up on the Cincinnati Reds, who are the first team out. So as long as you stay ahead of either the Reds or the Mets, you are still in playoff position for the rest of the season. You have that 3.5 game cushion right now over the Cincinnati Reds.
Yeah, Reds are playing really, really good, man. 1-3 straight. It's nobody's going away. That's the thing, is you just got to keep maintaining where you're at. And yeah, the scoreboard watching, it started for me back in April, but it starts for most people right about now. This is where it gets a little bit dicey every single night, Benjamin.
So with the playoff chase going on here, obviously you're watching what's going on in each and every day. The Reds at 67, but the best thing about yesterday for the Padres is another day closer to the end of the season. And that's what you have. When you are in playoff position, you have the advantage of the calendar. And even if you don't make up any ground, even if everybody else wins, the goal now is to get, as many games as possible toward the end of the season and just run the clock out on the teams that are chasing you. So in that sense, it still was a good day for the Padres yesterday because they got one game closer to the end. How many are left now? We got 126, which means 36 games remaining in the season for the San Diego Padres.
Man, a lot can go right, a lot can go wrong in 36 games, dude. It's again, I don't want to overstate how important that win was last night for everyone's psyche. You know, dropping five in a row would have been brutal. And again, credit to those guys, man, giving up that first batter bomb and not absolutely losing their minds and folding up the tents and scratching back and getting a run back ASAP, I thought was huge. And having Nicky P, I mean, you know, look, he's the guy you can count on for this team. It's unfortunate he can't pitch every 3 days instead of five, Betty.
Quick question about Nick Pivetta. You got him extremely cheaply for this year, if you remember the way the contract was structured.
That's got to be one of the pickups of the winter, right?
It absolutely
no
was.
No question.
Now, next year, he's going to be more expensive because the way they structured, I think his contract goes from like $4 million to $19 million or something next year because of how they kind of backloaded the contract. And then he can opt out, I believe, at the end of next season. You know, if he has another good year, you figure Nick Pivetta is going to want to hit free agency again. And if he doesn't have a good year, he can opt into his contract for a third and a fourth year. But then you're worried about, you know, if he didn't have a good year, do you really want him? Is Nick Pivetta someone who you would consider at all thinking about trading in the offseason? I know this is way off. Just it was something that crossed my mind yesterday as I was thinking about it. You need starting pitching so badly, and I think even at $19 million, if he pitches like he does this year, that's still kind of a steal, you know, at the going rates for starting pitchers right now. But when you pay a guy, you know, you're going to pay him five times more essentially than you were paying him last year. It's a bit of a different math problem than it was this year when he's been so valuable for the San Diego Padres.
I guess I'd ask, who do you think is going to pitch next year? I mean, we're losing Cease, yeah, we're losing King, and
I think you'd have
Musgrove's
to,
coming
you'd
back
have
from
to
injury.
Get back younger, controllable starting pitching in a deal. You know,
I don't think so.
I think if you're going for it next year, you're probably just riding with Cease. I'm sorry, with Pivetta. My guess is based on AJ Preller's history. I doubt anything will happen in the offseason. It was just something I thought of as he was pitching yesterday and wanted to
stop
get your
thinking.
Your thoughts on it.
So you're watching this guy twirl yesterday, six innings, 10 strikeouts. Mm-hmm. You're like, how can I trade this guy?
Yeah.
That's what I want. That's what's the best I could do to try. I want to trade Nick Pivetta while you're watching him spin this gem and be the stopper for the San Diego
Pick
Pirates.
Pick up his 13th win of the year.
How do I get rid of him?
Colonel Budget's always looking ahead at all the potential scenarios.
Somebody, Chris, made the good point. He said, you're wasting your off-season segments already. You went to the well 4 months or 3 months early.
All right, let's go back to the incorporator then, because we need to pay that off. You guys set up Jesse yesterday after I left. Paulie, you got it for us?
Yeah, I do.
Your word for you to weave into tonight's broadcast, and I think it's very fitting. Paulie, if you would.
Immolate.
Which is
no,
what
I used that the other day on the air.
Oh, did you? You
oh,
SOB.
My goodness.
Well, I can use it again. It again. Was something I'm trying to remember whose bullpen we were talking about. It might have been the Dodger. Yeah, it was the Dodger bullpen after all their struggles against the Angels and before that. And I said something along the lines of, you know, while the Dodger bullpen has been self-immolating as of late, they pitched well here this weekend. It was something like that.
So, of course, Jesse had already used the incorporator word in the last, like, 48
hours.
Well,
so, yeah, and I've heard that, you know, when a team just basically does itself in, as Jesse said, they kind of self-immolated that inning. But no one really immolated last night. I mean, the Giants never totally messed up. You know, there was a couple of small innings for the Padres offense, but nothing ever went off the rails. No team really was self-destructive in the game, so it didn't really lend itself to that sort of usage in the game. Unless
what happened
to
in the bottom
game.
Of the sixth, because that's where the incorporator
the
came
bottom
in.
Of the sixth inning was. I think the Padres scored one run in the bottom of the sixth, but it was on a fielder's choice to the pitcher by Luis Arraez.
Hey, run's a run.
So that doesn't sound like
that may have been the only opening that Jesse Agler needed. Here's how it sounded last night right here on 97.3 The Fan.
Seymour comes set and ready. Arraez looking runner-ish, not going, and Machado sends it foul out of play right side, 1-2. The post-deadline trade version of the Giant bullpen has spent some time struggling. But you can't always expect them to self-immolate. And he takes up and in, 2-2.
So that's the reversal. That's the hey, it didn't happen last night, so yes. Let's point it out right here in the bottom of the sixth inning.
Yeah, they have done it, but they're not doing it now. They're not currently self-immolating, which I thought it's a great word. Great word. And I when he said it, Benny, he said, I think I said it in the Dodger series, and it popped in my head. I go, I think I heard it, but it was such the word that was popped into my head yesterday. Our fan base, I mean, just those four games. That's some of the roughest, I think some of the roughest YouTube comments, Twitter comments, Blue Sky comments I think I've ever seen in the last four games.
Which is a little bit, I mean, I found it a little bit strange because there are other playoff contenders who are struggling even worse than the Padres. And I wonder, are their fan bases...
Yes.
Like immolating
yes.
when that so the Astros right now, and the Astros are, let's see, they are currently a game and a half up on the Mariners, comfortably in playoff position, but they've been shut out three games in a row and four of their last five, including
they're
a 1-0 loss to the Tigers. Is their fan base they're melting down right now?
Unquestionably, I saw I can't remember who their hitting coach is. It's a name that I know. So a couple, I mean, I follow some of the bigger accounts from, you know, almost every team. And, you know, you go through and read the comments and yeah, dude, everyone's crazy right now. Everyone's crazy. Playoff baseball, the potential of playoff baseball makes you clinically insane. I think it's been proven. I think they did a study, on it. It makes you insane for a while. And, how do you manage it? That's really the key is I talked yesterday after you left of, hey man, you got, cause I honestly, Benny, I got a tweet from a Padre fan that said he had 2 years sober and he goes, this team is making, and I go, dude, it ain't worth it. A baseball team crushing 2 years of your hard work. I said, it's just not worth it. So, I don't know what it was in particular about those four games, other than three of them came against the LA Dodgers, which is, it's almost like losing three games at a time. It's wild. And I just told this cat, I said, it is not worth it, man. Like, don't let a baseball team affect your sobriety, your mood, your relationship with your family, whatever it may be, as important as it is and as much as we love it, it's not worth that.
But keep in mind.
So, yeah, it's everyone.
Well, but water finds its level. I mean, the Detroit Tigers struggled so badly around, you know, the All-Star break just after. I mean, they were falling absolutely apart. Now they're playing well again. They've won 8 of their last 10. They've increased their lead back up to 9 games in the Central. The New York Yankees. I mean, their fan base was absolutely dying. They hit 9 home runs yesterday. They have lots of, you know, good offensive players on their team. They're still in playoff position. The Cubs, I have a couple
nine
Cubs fans.
9 home runs?
They hit 9 home runs yesterday.
9. Yes. 9 in a game.
The Cubs fans, I have a couple of them that work with me at Channel 10. I mean, every single time I saw them, they're like tearing their hair out at the Cubs. They just swept a doubleheader from the best team in baseball, the Milwaukee Brewers, and all looked pretty good in Cubs world yesterday. If they're able to do that, you know they'll be dangerous come playoff time, and they're certainly trending toward the playoffs with a 2-game lead at the top of the wild card standing. So all these teams and all these fan bases who were absolutely in the torture chamber within the last, you know, couple of weeks, even within the last couple of days, they all emerge out of it and they start looking reasonably again. And that's, I expect, things will be for the Padres fan base as well, hopefully, in the next couple of days again.
This is interesting. House of Hoff in the chat says something to the effect, oh, he just deleted it. It was a good message. He said, essentially, we had added some pieces. We weren't using those pieces. We were losing the games. And I agree. My counter to that would be, imagine if you picked up all of the players that, like, the Yankees added, or you're the Cubs and you didn't really add. The one guy you added got hurt. You know, the Dodgers didn't really add anybody. And they're playing, you know, we got them right for sure. But imagine the flip side. You know, the Yankees added three guys to their bullpen. I think every one of them's got an ERA over, like, 7 or 8. That is, like, that's the worst. That's way worse than having some guys and being judicious with how you use them, is adding a bunch of pieces that come in and literally make your team worse for a while. So it can go the other way as well.
Yeah, ultimately, I feel like
I liked your message, Hoff. I don't know why you retracted it. It was good. It made sense to me.
I feel like complaining about the depth on a team is actually a really good sign. You know, team is in good shape. You know, if you can complain that you're not playing enough good players in your lineup because you have so many good players, My goodness, I mean that's the dream. That's what we were hoping for. You know, early in the season, remember, there were two empty positions in the Padres' everyday starting lineup in left field and behind the plate that you were getting nothing from offensively. And now, you know, Cadillac problems that you got to find enough time for Ryan O'Hearn and Ramon Laureano to get into the games. What about Gavin Sheets getting some playing time? That's what you're hoping for down the stretch. And if some guys get an extra day off here or there, and, you know, Ryan Hearn isn't playing quite as much as you'd like, well, remember, that could pay dividends going forward as well, as you keep a lot of guys fresh into a very long season, into a, hopefully an October that lasts more than, you know, a couple of games, and you're playing another 3-4 weeks, hopefully, of baseball at the end of the year. You've now, you know, added some, you know, freshness to your team's legs by being able to give more guys days off going forward.
Yeah, Joe said it. The Padres self-immolated against the Dodgers. Is that correct? That's the exact way that you want to use that word. And yes, I think that's exactly what they did against the LA Dodgers. And hopefully that trend does not continue this weekend when the Dodgers come to our house.
But again, like the Astros got shut out 4 times in 5 games.
That's crazy.
That's more of a self-immolation than losing 3 one-run games in 4 days. To me, that's baseball. That's not self-immolation.
Yep.
That's baseball not really going your way for a short stretch of time over the season. Self-immolation is when, oh, we just lost 9-1, and then we got 12-0, and then it was 6-2, and you're just getting bodied every single day. You know, one-run losses are going to happen all the time, and occasionally they're going to string a couple of them together. And I don't think it's something that we need to circle in red, especially when it's an anomaly and the Padres have played so well in close games and have one of the better records in one-run games in baseball and have a bullpen that should give you an advantage in those games. I think those games against the Dodgers are some of the more flushable games that you can look back and go, oh, well, played a really good team, lost some one-run games. Move on. Turn the page going forward.
Yeah, Friday and Sunday's losses in L.A., they didn't bother me as much as maybe they
should have. Saturday did not bother me as much.
Saturday was bad.
Saturday was the one. If they won Saturday and you still lose the series, you're feeling okay. You're like, man, that's 2 one-run losses on the road against a really, really good team that was supposed to win 150 games this year. And it just didn't happen. But it was the way, like, Saturday's loss, like, sandwiched in between there. The way he lost on Saturday, dropping balls, getting thrown out at second, giving up
six walks
in the first cut, like inning and a half. I mean, it was brutal, and that just like compounded things.
But remember the games that the Padres, when they went 14 of 17, pot a stretch of the season that just happened, the 3 games that they lost were all horrifically bad. They had the 8-5 loss to the Cardinals where they blew the 4-0 lead that they had early in the game. That one was terrible. 6-2 loss to the Diamondbacks in that game that, you know, Brandon Pfaadt dominated the Padres. And, I mean, we all felt terrible. And then the Red Sox game, the 10-2, absolute drubbing. It was 3 terrible games right in the middle of your best stretch of the season. Those games are inevitable. Every team plays them, usually once a week or so. Sometimes, you know, if you're lucky, they only pop up once every 2 weeks, but you're not going to avoid the 6-0 loss to the Dodgers occasionally. Even when you're playing hot baseball, the bad games always happen in a Major League Baseball season.
Padres Pat in the chat said, I prayed for Ben's family multiple times yesterday, and he repays me by proposing to trade our controllable ace in Nick Pivetta. Ben.
Wow.
He's not controllable. That's the thing. It's the opposite of controllable.
Well, I mean, you just have to pay him.
Well, yeah. Right? I mean, you can pay anybody you want, you know, that's a free agent to come play for your team. I'm saying he's an asset that you have but may not have after next season. So just on the long lead calendar, something
just
to think about in the offseason.
Yeah, no bad ideas in brainstorming, huh?
No bad ideas. Just throwing it out there.
Everybody wants to know when we are going to talk about the 2 fans on the field yesterday. And that, of course, will come in Don't Do This, correct?
Yep, that is coming up next. Don't go away. Don't Do This follows on Ben Woods, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. First, though, talk about SDFatLoss.com. I was just on the scale this morning, and I am proud of myself because it's now been over 2 years since I finished the program with SDFatLoss.com. I lost 40 pounds in the summer of 2023, and I have not gained a single pound back in the entire 2 years, thanks to the sustainable strategies that I learned when I was on the program from my counselor. It was about eating the right portions, the right times, but it was all real food. I was not buying any shakes or bars or meals from SDFatLoss.com. They don't sell them. You don't have the opportunity to do that. They want you to eat regular stuff, normal food from the grocery store. I ate a lot of chicken. I ate a lot of steak and vegetables, and I lost the weight fast, up to a pound of fat per day, 10 to 20% of your body weight in just 60 days when you follow the program. Learn how it can work for you by going to SDFatLoss.com, setting up a free consultation. They'll tell you there are no injections, there's no exercise necessary to lose the weight, and they will keep you on track throughout the 2 months, and then they will help you keep it off when you're done as well with their maintenance strategy. So many tier ones have done this. My colleagues in this building have done this program. I think I feel like I'm one of the best success stories because I have never been able to keep the weight off, and I finally have done it. Thanks to SDFatLoss.com. Again, get your free consultation and take $200 off here in the month of August when you sign up for the program at SDFatLoss.com. Results may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Don't do this.
It's time for Don't Do This.
What were you thinking?
Three stories from the world of sports that make us all shake our heads.
Why?
How many times do I have to tell you?
Ugh, I'm sorry, I fudged up, guys.
You idiot, you moron.
You dumbass.
The apple sometimes does far fall from the tree.
Don't do this.
Do not tweet that.
With Ben and Woods.
I like a Nickelback song or two.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Don't Do This, brought to you by Trust and Will.
Don't.
Leave your entire estate, house, kids, and life savings up to chance if and when you die.
Do.
Set up a Trust Your Will online at trustandwill.com.
This
is a lot more affordable than you think. Visit trustandwill.com for more info. I will get us started by going back to Petco Park last night. And guys, I don't remember one time this season or even in recent history seeing a fan interrupt a game by running onto the field at Petco Park. But it happened twice in a span of two innings last night. Now, I saw a video of one of them getting tackled by security out in right field.
There's video of multiple.
I didn't see the other one, though. But someone said it was a streaker. Now, did they take their clothes off? Okay.
No.
They were streaking,
and that they were running
okay,
fast.
Okay, because a streaker to me implies you have taken at least most of your clothing, if not all of your clothing, off. And I did not see any video of anyone taking their clothing off at Petco Park.
No, it was a weird because it was a kid. I believe the first one was a kid. Now, usually you see somebody running out on the field and you go...
Yeah, that's the one I didn't see. That was a young kid. My goodness.
You run out. You see them run out and you go, oh, well, obviously he's had a few too many cutwaters at the game. And they're going to run out. If this kid had any cutwaters and ran on the field, we have some serious,
like 12
serious
or 13,
discussion.
It looks like.
Yeah, I don't know what
Where
got into
parents?
Him. I don't know.
Yeah, what
Probably
the hell
drinking
happened?
Cutwaters. Probably drinking cutwaters, Benjamin.
What the heck?
Now I did see people, so they caught him pretty good, and then a guy came flying in with the late hit, and it would have been flagged on the late hit. But let me tell you, man, I'm glad that security did what they did, because you got to take those threats seriously. I mean, the dude ran basically a circle right around Fernando Tatis Jr., and I think you don't know what somebody's capable of. I mean, do we not watch the news every single day? Like, it was probably in good fun and just being an idiot like kids are. But holy cow, dude, like, you have to be very, very careful and on your toes. And I think the security did a great job.
Well, I didn't envy security's job. If it's a normal, 32-year-old drunk guy, and he gets leveled, like, taken out by three, tackled by three security guards, I have no problem with that whatsoever. When there's a kid who's clearly like 12 or 13 on the field, you still have to handle them pretty. You can't just, completely level them. This is still an underage person, so
one
you
of
have
the
to
professional...
treat it fairly gingerly when you're out there as well.
Yeah, one of the professional photographers working last night for Getty Images, I mean, it's up in our YouTube stream right now. This kid is just getting, like, laid out by the one guy behind him. He's got two other guys grabbing him. He's going right into one of the security guard's shoulders, and it's an insane photo.
I mean, look, the first radio show I ever worked on, the guy used to say all the time, you know who that doesn't happen to? It doesn't happen to the guy that ran on the field. The kid, the guy, the girl. The next one was a girl. So you had a little kid and a female running on the field last night. So I'm telling you, it was, I have no problem. I think security did a great job. And boy, I hope one of my kids never gets that bright idea. Even I managed to never run on the field at a baseball game, Benjamin, ever. So it was it better not be Bo in 5 years. I'll tell you, Bo is way too shy to do that. He does not like trouble, man. He does not like trouble, which is great. Our buddy Tommy Pham, who is he is back in the news. He had what I would call a pretty generational crash out on Twitter yesterday. Tommy is a very emotional guy. I would say we got to know him when he played here, but we didn't. We were always too afraid to speak a word to Tommy Pham, and I think for good reason. I think we made the right choice. But the other day, he was playing a game. There was a pitch that he thought missed the zone, and the umpire thought it missed the zone. The catcher, Tyler Heineman, turned around and said something to the ump, like, hey, man, where'd that miss? Tommy took offense to that. Next pitch is a ball. Tommy bat flips his bat on the walk. Tyler Heineman says, hey, what's the deal? Tommy says, F you. They start going at it. Bench is clear. Well, then people started going to they went to Tyler Heineman. They asked him. He said, I didn't say a word. I'm just as confused as you are about Tommy Pham and the bench is clearing. I don't even know him. No idea. Barely know who he is. It was weird. It was unprovoked and super weird. So Tommy Pham gets on Twitter. He said, bitching about a ball not being called a strike to an umpire when it's clearly below the zone and away is disrespectful. Not only the umpire, but the hitter as well. So like I said, when I flipped the bat, F him. at Keegan Matthews. Dude has 2 years in the show. I know the zone. So then people started coming after Tommy, and he kept responding, and he kept responding. And then a Blue Jays fan tweeted him. He said, "You're 37. You're acting like this on a non-playoff Pirates team. Just retire and start a family. Already, Tommy, tough knuckles." Tommy says, "Your profile pic is of someone who takes steroids, loser." And in his profile pic was the, what is the guy's name for the Blue Jays? Addison
Barger.
Barger. Addison Barger then had to make a statement. He said, "I was never suspended for steroids. I was suspended for a stimulant, probably Adderall or something back in the day." So Tommy deleted the tweet.
I'm proud of myself.
He crashed out super hard on Twitter and is getting mocked. I mean, he's like one of the guys I wouldn't mess with. And I know I see people calling him a fake tough guy, but I heard an interview where...
No, he's not fake.
I heard an interview where he said that he does Muay Thai.
I'm a very good fighter. You know, I don't do Muay Thai, Kung Fu, and box for no reason.
That's right. That's right.
Now,
why am I'm not messing with
Tommy
that dude.
Fam. I do not care. I won't apologize.
The issue is
I
not,
love Tommy.
The issue is not that Tommy's a tough guy. You need some tough guys. And I think teammates generally like that Tommy is ready to go swing it, you know, in their defense at any moment. The problem with Tommy, and I'd hope that he even realizes this, he's one of those guys that is looking to be offended. Like, he is looking to, like, see disrespect in something that a catcher complaining to an umpire about a strike call or a ball call is not intended to be disrespectful toward Tommy Pham. Every, I'm sure, catcher, managers from the dugout, they're going to chirp on close pitches.
It's like
when
a hitter would
get
pop
it to go
up
their
a,
way.
It would, like, when a hitter would pop one up on Madison Bumgarner, and they'd be like, "Damn it, like that was my pitch. I should have hit that one better." And Bumgarner takes offense to that. Like, how dare
Bum
you think
was
you
also
could
someone
ever
who was
hit.
Looking for disrespect where it didn't really exist. And Tommy looks for disrespect sometimes where I don't think it really exists, which makes him a bit of a hair trigger temper out on the field sometimes.
You should tweet that to him today and see how it goes. Say, "Hey, Tommy, I love you, I respect you, but it seems like you're always looking for a fight," and see how that goes. You remember me, Ben Higgins from 97.3 The Fan in San Diego. I will just say for the record, I love Tommy Pham, and I am...
You'd be surprised. The guy is a Padres legend. He beat the hell out of Jock Peterson when he wasn't even on the Padres anymore because Jock Peterson was talking crap. Come on.
About fantasy football, right?
About fantasy football. In the fantasy football league.
I'm just not messing with him, dude. I'm just not. I think we should give an honorary don't do this to Ben Higgins for trying to trade Nick Pivetta this morning.
Oh, my God.
That we have to mention that again. I'm going to bring that up over and over. It's fascinating how your mind works. I'm fascinated.
Like, you watched last night's game. 6 innings, dominant, 1 earned run, 10 strikeouts, and you're like, how can we get this guy off of our roster?
Let's get him out of here.
For some low prospects.
I'm not trying to trade for low prospects. I'm just trying to, you know, I'm trying to jam the window open a little further of contention for your San Diego Padres.
Nick Pivetta is a loser.
I can't believe you said that.
I'm really, like, Legend Gurley said, "Hey, don't forget that Hosmer money's coming off." There's more money going on to Nick Pivetta than is coming off from Eric Hosmer next year. You've already
so
spent
you're still
all
trying
money.
To.
He's your best
still,
pitcher. He should get money.
You're
Give
still
him money.
Trying. Why do you hate paying people?
Where would we be without Nick Pivetta?
He's going to do this again where it's like he's going to be like, "Oh, now I got to go to my checkbook and keep Nick Pivetta here." You don't. Remember, you don't have to go to your no one's garnishing your wages or anything.
Have you Venmo'd Nick Pivetta yet today?
Man.
Fine.
It's something we've been dealing with as a show for 7 years. A guy will have a monster week and Ben's like, "Let's get rid of him, dude. ASAP."
Philip Rivers is a loser.
Yeah. All that.
Hunter Renfro is a loser.
It's funny how they all sound exactly the same. Balling.
I mean, they sound like you.
The inflection is
they're all the same
exactly
person.
The same every time.
They're all the same person. So
incredible, yeah. Incredible.
All right, finally,
all right, let's do something
Eric
positive.
Hosmer
is a loser.
Some do this.
DD mega.
And I wanted to do this yesterday, but of course I left early, and we didn't get a chance to get to it. I thought very cool on Monday night. Little nostalgia from over 20 years. Rich Eisen was back on SportsCenter because ESPN has bought the rights to his show, which means he was available to return to the anchor desk for the first time in over 20 years, and they made it full-on retro with the old theme music and the old cold open style.
How you doing?
Oh, no, that's the wrong video.
That's the wrong video.
Let me get the intro for you. I'm so sorry.
I like that one, though. Hey, how you doing?
That's all right. We can.
That was one of the Sports Center commercials.
Oh, yeah, they also do the Sports Center, the This Is Sports Center commercials.
Ah,
love that music. I don't know why they ever got rid of it.
My childhood.
Tonight on Sports Center. The preseason Monday Nighter.
Smooth jazz.
I mean, it sounds so,
all the headlines.
It sounded so good. But the end is where it really got you because, of course, Rich Eisen famously had a co-host for most of the Sports Centers over the years. And he took a moment to remember the late, great Stuart Scott.
It has been a blast being here tonight, but listen, we all know there should be someone else right here in this chair next to me. Right there. As he was for my 7 years in the role he referred to as my TV wife. And that's my dear late friend, Stuart Scott, who is indeed looking over my shoulder tonight. I frequently think of Stuart a lot and what he might think of the sports headlines of the day, like, say, Bill Belichick being the head football coach at his beloved school. We used to host sports centers after LeBron's high school games. So what would Stuart think of James still playing at age 40 with 40,000 points? And with all these new crossing of sports TV streams, like, say, ESPN buying NFL Network and partnering up with my Daily Show, what would it look like if Stuart sat in with, say, Ernie, Shaq, Kenny, and Charles when Inside the NBA comes here to ESPN this fall? I could go on and on because I miss Stuart so very much. He should be in that chair with me, with us tonight. And that spirit.
Awesome stuff from the
incredible
Rich Eisen.
Incredible. I don't know how he got through it, man.
That was pretty,
incredible.
Pretty amazing. That's Don't and Do This for Wednesday.
That was Don't Do This with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
We're going to take a quick time out. Now, Rich Eisen brought something up there that ESPN, of course, has acquired the NFL Network. And there's also a rumor out that they are potentially buying MLB TV as well. I saw that yesterday. It's not confirmed.
Yeah,
but
I saw it too.
I mean, that could change a lot going forward. I want to talk about that when we come back. And some of the big changes maybe coming to baseball. You guys brought up the realignment talk from Rob Manfred a little bit. Baseball could look very different in the next couple of years if Rob Manfred has his way. We can talk about all of that coming up next on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Quickly, gang, let me tell you about my beloved friends over at Sedano Ford and Lincoln in La Mesa. Labor Day is right around the corner. They are celebrating with, of course, you guessed it, an amazing Labor Day sale all month long. If you got a buck, get a truck. Lease the all-electric 2025 Ford Lightning for just a dollar down and $349 a month. It is quiet. It is quick. It's built Ford tough to handle work days, weekends, everything in between. And you could take that same dollar and go all electric in the 2025 Mustang Mach-E Select. Very sharp vehicle, just $310 a month. And if you've been waiting for a luxury upgrade, the Lincoln Corsair Premier is just $449 a month. Comfort, class, and confidence in every drive. Labor Day is about hard work. Your reward is waiting for you at Sedano Ford and Lincoln in La Mesa. Stop by and see them at their dealership today or go to SedanoFord.com to lock in these Labor Day savings all month long. You can check out the inventory there as well. When you do go, let them know Woodsy sent you. For more details, again, check out Sedano Ford or SedanoLincoln.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Sour 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Staples. Calling all parents and teachers at Staples. Your back-to-school budget is officially saved by the button. The easy button, with supplies as low as 25 cents, plus laptops up to 40% off, and more deals on top brands and trending styles. Find it all at Staples. That was easy. So you guys talked a little bit about potential baseball realignment yesterday. I've seen a lot of speculation.
Monday, actually.
Oh, Monday.
We saved it for you to talk about yesterday, but it was after you had already left.
So I've been looking at people doing their, you know, making their four team divisions all over baseball, and I think they've kind of gotten it wrong as to what baseball is going to do, because for the most part they've kept the National League and American League structure, and they've just kind of geographically tightened up, you know, four team divisions with expansion with a couple of more teams added. A lot of people think it could be Portland and Nashville. We don't know that for sure. But yeah. I think what baseball is going to do, Woods, is much more radical. And there's going to be pushback from traditionalists who don't want to see it. But I think the National and American League might go away in the next couple of years. There won't even be that separation that we have, you know, gotten used to for now over a century in baseball. Because if you really want to make realignment work, what the players and managers and teams would like is probably to play a lot less travel, play way more games against teams in your side of the country. Rob Manfred even hinted at that when he talked about it on Sunday, that, you know, the time zone thing is a real mess. Having East Coast teams come into the West Coast, you know, five times a year to play series that don't start until 10 o'clock local time on the East Coast doesn't make a lot of sense TV-wise and financially for their fans. And honestly, on the West Coast, you know, we don't mind when games start at 3:40 in the afternoon, but there's a lot of people who can't watch those because they're not home from work until 6 o'clock or later, so they're missing those
games.
Yeah,
but if the Padres had to travel to Hawaii four times a year or whatever, and, you know, those games didn't start until 9:40 at night, we'd all lose our minds.
Exactly. So what I think is coming is a much more significant realignment of 16 teams, like, on the western half of the country, and, you know, 16 more in the eastern half, where you play an unbalanced schedule, you play way more games against the teams on your half of the country, and then you have like an eastern and western conference, like, you know, the NBA and NFL and NHL do, and those two teams will then meet in the World Series at the end of the year, not the American and National League champion. So you could have a scenario in the future where the Dodgers or, you know, the Padres, you know, could play the Mets in the World Series, or the Dodgers could play the Phillies in the World Series, as opposed to the traditional National League versus American League winners meeting at the end of the season.
I mean, I don't have a problem with it really at all. The one remark I said, Paulie played the audio of Rob Manfred talking, and the only thing that put me back on my heels is when he talked about essentially, you know, we think it'll be good for the players. And anytime he says that, Benny, I go, what's in it for you? That's the first thing I think. Like, what's in it for you? What's in it for your owners? You know, player care, I don't get the sense, is something that, you know, I mean, it's something that you say, but I don't know. I it would be certainly odd, right? It would be very, very odd to see, but it does make some sense to me, splitting them up. And of course, you're going to add a team on the West Coast. You're going to add a team maybe to the Midwest / the South / the East Coast. I'm okay with it. 16 against 16, and we'll let the chips fall where they may. Could be interesting.
So I think there's still some room. I would imagine that the best way to do it would be to go to more of an NFL model, where you're playing the teams in your conference, you know, every year. You're playing your teams here in the division, maybe four series. You play your teams in your conference, two series. And then in the other conference, maybe you play one half of them, one series. And then I thought you could even do a strength of schedule thing, where every year your opponents would be determined by where you finish. Like, the first and second place teams would play first and second place teams from the other division. That would have a way of balancing out some of the schedule. So, you know, teams that finished poorly one year would have an easier schedule, like they do in the NFL with a couple of their games. I think everything is on the table right now. I do think it's better for the players, honestly. I mean, one of the biggest complaints I think you and I, Woods, over the years here is the travel is a grind. And if there's any way where they can, you know, put less miles on their body over the course of the year, I think that would be a good thing. And I don't know what, you know, owners are going to get the expansion fees from the new, you know, the two new cities. That's something that they want, obviously, and are look forward to. But other than that, I think he's saying that because he's going to get blowback from fans. There are going to be traditional baseball fans who go, I don't want to see the American National League model go away. I don't want to see teams changing divisions and breaking up some rivalries that have been going on for so many years. You know, people are losing their mind about the idea that the Mets and the Yankees could be in the same division because they're close. So they play much more often, maybe like four series a year, as opposed to just an interleague matchup. And I think he's bracing everybody for the fact that change, and likely big change, is coming here in the next few years.
Interleague sucks. I'm over it. I mean, I really am. It doesn't do anything for me. Again, I explain why it's so important. You know, the interleague play. It was kind of cool when it happened years ago.
Well, I think I like it better now
than it was. Like, I like it. I didn't like how you had different rules in different leagues. That made no sense to me, especially.
I want the opportunity to see my team play against Aaron Judge.
Yeah.
You know, I would imagine that, you know, America, a Kansas City fan wants to see Shohei Ohtani come play at his ballpark, you know, every couple of years. And if you don't have interleague play, you may never in your lifetime. I never in my lifetime, until they had interleague play, got to see the Padres play like against a George Brett, because that didn't happen. There was no chance to ever see him come to Petco or to Qualcomm Stadium, to the Murph, and no chance to see the Padres go there. I think interleague was an obvious improvement to baseball.
I mean, if you think about like how the NBA does it, because the NFL, it's 17 games, you just can't really compare, it's apples and oranges with an MLB season. But in the NBA, you have 82 games, and they have the two conferences, and you will play.
Novelty, I guess, is worn off a little bit. Like Lou said, they've already ruined it by having interleague games on opening day.
Well, that's math.
I just don't even think of it as interleague play anymore.
You've got 15 teams in each league, so you can have seven National League games, seven American League teams, and you have one team left over in both every year.
Yep.
So you have to have interleague play every single series of the season. There's always an interleague series because that's just the math of it. You used to have 16 teams in one league and 14 in the other.
But like, because the rules are no longer different, when the Padres are in Houston, I don't view it as interleague play. I just view it as they're playing the Astros.
Playing the Astros, yeah. I mean, I guess I didn't take into account getting for the other fans, right? The other fans getting to see Fernando Tatis Jr. or Manny or whatever.
Yeah.
But, we've done it. We've done it. I'm down for realignment, and actually, I'm down for radical realignment.
I think it's coming.
I wouldn't surprise me.
All right, we got to quickly check traffic, and then I want to get into the other big story about potential media rights for baseball coming up next year on The Fan. All right, we've only got a minute or so here, Woods, but I just want to warn you, you're probably going to have to, the man who pays for all the cable and all the streaming services, I think you're going to have to probably pay for another expensive one coming up pretty soon if you're a sports fan. It's going to be almost unavoidable in the future.
Save this because the music is here.
Yeah. So we'll get to that in the second half of the program. We will look ahead, obviously, what the Padres have coming up here against the Giants and more. Stick around. More Ben and Woods.
I found my diary.
Oh, and Woods found his,
you found
his
your
old
diary.
Like your dear diary?
I have a diary.
Coming up next here on 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.